So I do.
How old?
I got two. I got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, was it planned?
No, actually, it wasn't. It wasn't planned at all. Was
Are you just the baby daddy right now? Or are you actually like still with the
No,
mom?
actually, I was with her, and I broke up with her because, she was doing stuff. And to be 100% with you, the first baby wasn't even mine after the DNA came back 9 months later. So, you know what I'm saying? These women out here, you know what I'm saying? They're not all to be trusted. You know what I'm saying? That's why, as a young brother, you got to get your DNA test before you sign any birth certificates. That's detrimental to a young man's health because the system will fuck you over if you sign that birth certificate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is he yours legally?
What's that?
You can't get rid of him?
I no.
Do you want to?
I mean, no. I mean, I'm saying like it's all good. Like right now, for me, I've been going through it with my baby mama for probably 3 or 4 months, and it's only because I have a, I'm engaged now. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't like that, so that's the problem. She's just bitter, so she won't let me see my kids right now. And even though the first kid that I took care of for 9 months wasn't even biologically mine, she still, yeah, and I've been around since day one for those kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's like these women out here are foul. Like I just done seen it.
Yeah, preach.
Yeah, I'm 22. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I just, I done seen enough to know better now. Like, fuck that.
Did you go to high school?
Yeah, I went to high school, and actually, I met that girl in high school.
Wait, let me get this straight. You're engaged to someone right now, and she doesn't want you to see the kids?
Correct. Correct.
Is the kid with the mom right now?
Yeah, they are.
Is she good with the kids, or is she like.
Nah, man. You know what? To be honest, she has no patience for those kids. She has no patience. She's yelling. She's spanking them. She's flying off the freaking handle every chance she gets. And now that's the whole reason that every time that Cam and Ken's, they're with me. They don't want to leave daddy. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to leave daddy. They don't want to go. This, we pull up over there to her house. They start crying. You know what I'm saying? So, the last 4 months, she's basically exiled me, blocked all communications. I can't go over there and see my kids, da 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 da. They'll call the police. Bro, I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna, I'm a black man. I'm not finna take my ass over there and go to jail over some white bitch. Excuse the language. It ain't even about race, but I'm just saying I'm a black man and I'm not finna go over there and this white lady over here is, already on some dumb shit, making threats and all this extra shit. And I love my kids to death, but if I go over there and I attempted to see them, I'm just gonna put myself in trouble. You feel me? Like I'm wiser than that.
Yeah. Wait, does she have something to get like? Yeah, I bet you would be bad if she called the cops. Because then the cops would think.
Well,
Even
you gotta
public health.
think. Yeah, you don't know how the cops is. They're gonna think. Look, I live in Minnesota. Minnesota is a women's state, okay? And what that means is, like when any.
Hey, let me just take a minute to say, fuck girls. Am I right?
Now I'm telling you straight up, on some straight fuck girl shit. Like I don't know. Like it's kind of ridiculous because like literally, I like that's why I clicked on this podcast because I figured this would be a lit one.
Yeah.
How
So,
old are
I'm 18. She just turned 21.
So y'all some young, are we young baby mamas or what's going on over there?
No, but we have a friend who's having some issues.
What kind of issues?
Okay, so he's a sugar daddy with no money, you know?
A sugar daddy with no money.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Well, I know I'd rather be I'd rather be a sugar daddy than a deadbeat dad any day, but damn. That's crazy. How but, you a broke sugar daddy?
I have no fucking clue, but the girls all... So he does this thing where he makes all the girls think he got all this money. Takes out loans every week. I don't know how the bank he's giving him, so... He's gonna get evicted by Thursday.
Hell no. See, and what they're doing probably is they're probably just getting loans in other people's names. He's probably fucked his credit up and can't even get a lollipop on credit. That shit don't sound good, to be honest.
Yeah, he don't get no lollipop, but he makes his money from, you know, giving his lollipop.
Is that how he's getting it? He think he jugging and finessing?
And that's actually how he's a baby daddy. He impregnated some chick. I've never even met this chick. But now, all of a sudden, he's like, now I want to see my baby. But, like, he's already got a lot of shit going on. He's still, like, a sugar daddy.
You know what it is, though? These bitches out here trying to get pregnant just so they can get child support.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. See, look, that's exactly what it is. That's why my black ass ain't signed no birth certificates, especially because you know I'm schooled to the motherfucking game. Got my game from the old school. I'm a young nigga, got the game from the old school. Knew better than that. And see, when that bitch tried to cloud up and rain on me, nigga was prepared. Nigga had my motherfucking umbrella out. You heard me?
Yeah. Like,
my baby mama tried, yeah, my baby mama tried that old bullshit with me too, the old child support shit. Here's the difference though. Like I said, I already took care of one kid that was not fucking biologically mine. You know, technically, bitch should owe me restitution money for them 9 months. You feel me? If I was an asshole, but I wasn't on that. You see what I'm saying there?
Let me ask you this. If you knew that it wasn't your kid, would you still take it in?
Here's the thing. I fucking knew. But I didn't know for sure. I had my own mom, my own sisters, everybody else telling me, oh, Jones, we know you was with her. Jones, we seen you with her. And I'm like, look. I'm like, I was not with that girl around the time she could have conceived that baby because in my head, I knew who I was fucking. Like, I knew who I was fucking when that baby was conceived. And it wasn't that girl. Long story short.
Were you with her?
No, I wasn't with her. I dated her ass for literally, like, probably like a month, right? And then I break up with her. She goes and fucks my best friend, gets pregnant. Bitch, yeah, these bitches is foul out here. So, anyways, bitch comes back, she's pregnant, da 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 da. And she's trying to put this shit on me. Of course, me, I got my game from the old school. And my homeboy, now let me tell you, now I don't want to sound like a bad guy or anything because I done did a lot of growing up. But this guy that she cheated on me with. Or fuck and got pregnant on or whatever. This nigga, he ain't gonna lie about fucking. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pussy. And the only reason I know that is because me and this nigga done double team bitches together. So yeah. Now with that being said, this girl, you know, baby mama, she wants to lie. Like when he came and told me right away, you know, because that was one of my buddies. You know, we were tight like that, and. You know, at the time, she was just a girl. She wasn't my baby mama or anything like that, you know? So I wouldn't care. Pussy was pussy. Niggas was young and in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? All in all, you know, she was bogus. You know, she fucked dude and, you know, she lied and denied it, you know, for the longest. So when the baby was actually born, you know, we're supposed to get DNA before we even left the hospital and shit. You know, she was stalling and bullshitting and da 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 da. Anyways, baby ends up coming home. So, like I said, 9 months go by. She was still stalling. And I think it was that I found a fucking message from this dirty whore had a motherfucking, what we had? We had an iPad. And the motherfucker was synced on some Google shit. So, basically, whatever she did on her iPhone, like, that shit was going on the iPad, too. And, like, I seen some screenshots where a whole different guy, not the guy who told me he fucked her, was like, yo, is it possible I could be that baby's dad? Da, 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 da. So I'm like, yo, at that point there, I cut that bitch off, made her get the DNA. And when it came back, it showed it that baby was not mine. But check this out. Y'all ready for the punch? Y'all ready for the punch? Okay. So like I said, DNA just came back. It says it's not mine. This bitch has got pregnant by me, though, in the meanwhile. When she, like I said, because We came home with the baby, gave the bitch the benefit of the doubt. Da 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 da. We're supposed to get this DNA. Anyways, this bitch ends up getting pregnant. She lied about getting an abortion. This is with my son. She lies about getting an abortion. She lied for months until this bitch actually starts to show. You get what I'm saying there? Let me tell you. Let me tell
you.
So nastily, I'm trying to tell you. But look, at the end of the day, I didn't sign the birth certificate on that first one. And my son, I didn't sign his birth certificate either because at the time there was no DNA out. You know what I'm saying? But I got DNA later. You know, obviously he's mine. But, you know, I still didn't sign that shit because that bitch is on some straight bullshit. Because I've been around since day one for fucking the little girl and my son. You see what I'm saying? I've been here for day one, spending money, doing whatever, doing the dad thing, doing the shit that she's never done. You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, wait, did she want you to sign the papers? Like, did she want you to be the father even after?
Yeah, look, that's the thing. This bitch wanted me to sign the birth certificates without no DNA. Now, that was even with the first baby. She, oh, you don't please me. You don't trust me. Da 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 da. Like, on that bullshit. I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, like, you stupid bitch. It ain't about trusting you. Bitch, I know you fucked one of the guys. I mean, ain't nobody trusting you.
Yeah. How did your family feel about this?
Well, check this out. Like I said, my family was actually against me for a minute because they didn't know. They thought that, you know, maybe that baby was mine, the first one and shit. But, you know, when that DNA came out, like, everybody was real apologetic because I was like, y'all some bitch-made motherfuckers. Everybody in my house basically was against me when that baby was born because I was the one being standoffish. Like, I don't know if I should, you know what I mean? But yeah. I didn't want to be one of those niggas. I didn't want to be a statistic because what if that first baby was mine, I wasn't there, and yada, yada, yada. Then that bitch could sit there and say, oh, well, that nigga wasn't there when you were born, da, 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 da. Nah, bitch can't never say no shit like that about me because I'm a real fucking man.
You should try to bring her, ask court.
You know what? I was thinking about that shit just recently here, but you know what? I'm not even going to do it, man, because I look at it this way. My kids are old enough to know who I am, so there's going to come a point in time where they're going to ask because I was with my kids damn near every single day. You know what I'm saying? They're 3 and 4. You know, they're talking to me. So they're old enough to know the difference between fucking Bob and Dad. You get what I'm saying? Like, she could bring another nigga around my kids, but my kids should still know who the fuck I am is what I'm saying. And when they do ask for me, when they get older, she's gonna have no option but. You get what I'm saying? No option but. And that's the whole reason why I ain't went over there, did anything, so that bitch can have any reason to call the law, or we'll put a restraining order, any of that stupid shit, any lies. I don't give them no fucking rope to hang me with. You get what I'm saying? No feedback, nothing.
Who has the most custody right now? Like, how's custody right now?
Right now, I can't even fucking see him. Like, nobody has actually established custody through a court or anything like that. However,
yo, start building up your case now so you can get him. Because you know what she's going to do? Those bitches always get what they want, and they're gonna get the kid before you do.
You know, that's fucked up, and I'm already knowing. Like, she's got this little-ass boy around my kids. You know, this little boy that she met from high school around my fucking kids and shit. And I had beef with this little nigga. And I know she's only doing it because, like I said, she bitter because I'm engaged now. She's salty about my fiance, whatever. But I'm like, okay, she's one of those females that if I wanted to, I guarantee you I could hit her up. Like, what you want? You trying to fuck? And that retarded bitch would come over here. And that would be that. But I'm not going to do that because that's what she wants, man. That she's one of those bitches. If she can't have me, nobody can have me. You get what I'm saying? Nobody. Yeah, and she knows that them kids is the only leverage she has. That's the only thing she can use against me is them kids. She knows that. She knows I will not fuck with her. I won't have nothing to do with her besides them kids. She knows that.
If she's truly, like, a bad mother, you should bring her to court and say, like, stuff. Like, does she do drugs? Does she bring guys around all the time?
Man,
the kids?
You know what? There's no telling what she does, man. You know, first time I was with her and her mom, them motherfuckers took me all the way out there to Alexandria, Minnesota on a heroin one. Motherfuckers went to go pick up some heroin. Motherfucking H. Yo, I snapped the fuck out. Yo, I'm fucking over 50, 60 miles from the crib. I got out the fucking car like, you bitches is on some shit. Like, no. Like, I was about to fuck them both up out there. And they looking at me like, I better bite my tongue. Like, motherfucker.